Hi, this is the director of Mojo Mickey Bo, Jeff Christian. I'm joined with the cast, Rob Kozlarik and Dan Waller.
Hello.
Hello.
So this is kind of strange for me asking the questions here instead of answering them. But so for people who don't know a whole lot about this show, could you describe it in a couple of sentences?
Absolutely.
As we all look to Rob.
So it's based on a story about two young boys meeting each other in the summer of 1970 in Belfast. Their parents are on different sides of the religious divide, but the kids don't really know it. They meet and have a whole bunch of adventures over the course of the summer, sneaking into movies, going out for ice cream, playing in the woods, and everything is amazing until the lives of their parents get caught up in the violence that's happening, and something happens that changes these two boys' friendship forever. And it's a beautiful, touching story.
It is, Rob. It's a very touching story.
Why don't we have Rob do all of these interviews? I think you did a great job there, Dan.
That was perfect, actually. Yes, it's a fast-paced thrill ride.
Hey, I think I wrote that.
Yes, I concur.
So some of the it feels like it might be a heavy show, but it's really pretty fun. So you guys, I'm looking at you, and you're not 9-year-old kids yet.
We're not.
Your main characters are these 9-year-old boys, but this plays a little bit different in that you play everyone else in the town too. So you each have 8 or 9 characters to play. That seems hard.
It's fun. I mean, the whole conceit of the play is that these boys are living in a world of their imagination and play. And that's the thing that Dan and I get to do on stage during the show, is just let go and play and live in that sort of amazing place of the imagination that young kids do. And that's the spirit in which the whole play takes place, which is a lot of fun. Even when some dark things happen at the end, it never feels dark and never feels intense, because it's driven by a sense of whimsy, a sense of fun, a sense of play, a sense of imagination.
I don't really worry about the age. I'm kind of emotionally stunted myself.
So kind of you're playing a little older when
yes,
you're playing the 9-year-old.
Yeah, I'm kind of stuck at 8 years old, maturity-wise. So, but it is a fun time. And to be in those shoes, once again, that age where everything is an adventure, it's
yeah,
good time.
Yeah,
yeah, everything's kind of magic, isn't it, for these guys?
Yeah.
So in playing all those different roles, what's your favorite one other than Rob plays Mojo and Dan plays Mickey Bo? What are your favorite roles to play?
My favorite role to play, aside from Mojo, is the grumpy bus driver that appears briefly at the end of the play. My favorite character to watch in the play is when Danny plays this very interesting old lady who sells ice cream, and it's all I can do. Keep a straight face through that ice cream lady monologue.
Yes. Well, that's a good question, Jeff. Thank you for asking. but that's kind of like asking a mother of 8 who their favorite is.
Oh, I see.
And
oh,
so
yes,
all my characters are my favorites. I give them
They're all precious to you.
Yes, I give them equal amounts of love and attention.
Wow. That's really beautiful, Dan.
Yes, and.
Thank you.
Yes, and.
So what are the challenges? I mean, it is fun. There's all this play. You guys are running around. It's like an athletic event. I get tired watching you, and I'm glad that I get to sit while you're running.
You
run faster. Go over there. But you know, it's tough kind of taking on different characters. I mean, I know that's what we do as actors.
But this is real different, because we don't have the benefit of costumes. We don't have the benefit of scenery. This is all done purely by how Dan and I change our voice, change our bodies, and change our positioning. And it requires a lot of really careful attention to detail to make sure the storytelling is as clean as possible. And the characters that we play, as we switch back and forth between them really quickly, are as fresh and different and crisp as they possibly can be. And it's a great challenge.
It is. It's very technically challenging. You don't really have time to stop and think, because everything kind of happens at a breakneck speed. And so you can't not sit back on your heels. You have to be on your toes. But that's kind of the beauty of it, because it happens to me. It just happens so fast.
Yes.
It's not
in the blink of an eye.
Yes.
And those changes absolutely happen on a dime. You're one character, then you're another one, then you're back to another one, and that. The scene I remember, I don't know how long it took us to figure out how to stage the thing when
the bullies.
There's a fight between two sets of kids. So we got four people out there with two actors in a fight. So it took us a while to kind of figure all that out. But I also once we kind of latched onto that idea that we're using like a cinematic vocabulary, that we're kind of looking at this as different shots in a movie, and that they're kind of edited together. Once we kind of figured out that vocabulary together, I think it made sense. And it makes sense within the theme of the play, because the kids are so much about going to the movies,
Casting Sundance Kid, and they frame all of their adventures around those character personas. So then, like, taking that language of the cinema into how we present the story ended up making a whole lot of sense.
Great. So we did this in 2009. We were all, what, in our teens back then? So 10 years ago, we initially did this play, and it's great. We had all worked together in Whistle in the Dark, which is a very, very different play.
Yes.
Very, very
Thomas Murphy.
Yeah. Very, very intense,
dark,
realistic
family drama.
Yeah. But then we moved into working on this play, and we worked together to figure out how this thing works, and we had a great time running it in Chicago. Now we're coming back to it 10 years later and getting the opportunity to bring it down to Notre Dame.
It's a gift. I mean, it is an absolute gift to return to it. It's one of the plays that I have, that I think about all the time. I think about the experience of working on it, putting it together, the experience of being on stage with Danny in the roller coaster that this show is, and it's really special to come back to these characters 10 years later and find new things, find deeper levels, and find some more fun in some places.
It's not often you get to do that, so it is a gift, like you said. So I just want to do it justice again.
It's great. I mean, we've all been through things in 10 years. Hopefully we've gotten a little bit smarter, but to me, as you know, basically now as an audience member watching you guys do your thing, it does feel deeper, and it does feel funnier,
right,
too. It's a great ride. So we hope to share that with as many people as possible down at Notre Dame.
Yeah, it's a really great opportunity.
Absolutely, looking forward to it.
I appreciate you guys joining me. I mean, I didn't give you a choice because we're here at rehearsal, but...
Yes. mandatory. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you for doing this, and we look forward to seeing you at Mojo Mickey Bo at the DeBartolo Center. Thanks so much. Bye.